Dodge 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump and Jordan's King Abdullah are meeting at the White House. Mr. Trump is pressuring Arab nations to take in refugees from Gaza. Israel beefing up troops around Gaza. Supporting what could trigger legal trouble, Vice President J.D. Vance. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Vance essentially opening the door there for the administration to defy orders from federal judges if they view them as getting in the way of the executive branch exercising what the administration says is its legitimate power. Democrats worry that that could tee up a constitutional crisis.
As the Justice Department moves to drop the bribery case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, the mayor just talked minutes ago.
I never ask anyone to break the law on my behalf or on behalf of my campaign. Never. And I absolutely never traded my power as an elected official for any personal benefit.
This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. State Republicans are proposing legislation they say would add more transparency to the school referendum process. One bill would require local governments and school boards to provide information about the property tax difference on a median value home on the ballot with the referendum question. Another would prevent school districts from losing state funding if a nearby district passes a referendum. School ballot referendums have become increasingly common in recent years, with more than 200 proposed in the 2024 elections. Funding for new electric vehicle charging stations across Wisconsin is now up in the air just days after Governor Tony Evers celebrated the first ones to open in the Northwest region. In a memo last week, Federal Highway Administration officials suspended the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, which was used to build the charging stations in the region. The freeze could cost the state nearly $7 million that had already been approved for 15 projects. The state had planned to award roughly $22 million for 53 projects in total. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers made visits to Head Start programs in Superior and Eau Claire on Monday. Programs across the state have struggled to access funding due to attempts by the Trump administration to withhold federal funding. During his visits, Governor Evers highlighted the importance of the programs, both for the kids who go on to enter the public school system more prepared and for parents who can't afford childcare. The Head Start funding issues come just weeks after Governor Evers declared 2025 as the year of the kid. A beaver dam created some dangerous road conditions in Washburn County last week. According to the Washburn County Sheriff's Office, a beaver dam that was built near Long Lake and Little Mud Lake in Birchwood caused a culvert failure last week, leading to a washout that was nearly 50 feet wide. The washout caused damage to Elver Road, forcing officials to temporarily close it to conduct repairs. Officials are also warning residents that the ice in the area is not currently safe and advised them not to use snowmobiles there for now. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks get beat by the Warriors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks battled but came up short to Golden State, 125-111 in favor of the Warriors. The loss came one day after the Bucks had beat the Clippers on Sunday. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Thought overall our guys fought. They hung in there. I thought we were playing on tired legs. You could see that. You know, only one that looked fresh was Dame in a lot of ways. He was aggressive. But, you know, it's a combination of 2 weeks home, 2 weeks, and now we leave back tomorrow. So we knew this was coming. Not a lot we can do about it. Hopefully we can muster up enough energy and rest and play this last game before we get our real rest.
The Bucks in Minnesota tomorrow night against the Timberwolves. Giannis Antetokounmpo's now missed 6 games with that calf muscle injury in his left leg, and he's going to be out for the NBA All-Star game this weekend. College hoops, 18th-ranked Marquette hosts DePaul tonight. Number 16th-ranked Wisconsin at Purdue this Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures barely getting above zero. We'll become cloudy tonight with snow moving in tomorrow morning. It'll be light with minimal accumulations. Staying stuck with sunshine and cold temperatures on Thursday, more snow moves in Friday and into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 2 degrees below zero.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Whether you voted for Donald Trump or not, do you think what Trump is doing is actually working? I'm going to break it all down about the real strategy and how it will impact you.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. Glad to have you along. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite here, coming to you live downtown Madison at the world headquarters of Civic Media. It is partly sunny out there, but Aaron Zommers, snow is on the way for parts of the state. How about that?
Yeah, I haven't heard the latest information. The last I heard is that it's supposed to snow tomorrow and also Friday.
Yeah, much of Wisconsin. I've been listening to Brittany Merlot, others of our meteorology team, and yeah, it's going to get snowy in parts of Wisconsin. I'm just pulling up here as I'm trying to vamp, as they say. Here we go. Some watches and warnings, weather advisories put out by NOAA. Now, NOAA, the North National Organization of Atmospheric Administration, better known as the Weather Service, that's one of the places that the made up agency Doggy, better known as Doge, is they're looking at cutting because they said, well, we don't need people to like tell us what's going to go on.
Well, I think it might have something to do with the stupid weather control thing that they, right. Their conspiracy theory that NOAA does not forecast the weather. They create it.
Right. They think it's a weather machine. And, you know, and who needs NOAA when you've got a Sharpie pen that you can just draw on maps and say, oh, this
just,
work.
Yeah, just change the hurricane path.
Of course, we're kidding here. Well, unfortunately, not kidding about the Doge folks, the Trump folks looking at cutting NOAA, or at least significant parts of it. That is real. And also, it is real. There are certain weather advisories, watches out right now for much of Wisconsin, a big weather system coming in. And basically, for the southern third to southern half of the state tonight into tomorrow, I believe it is, going to get quite a bit of weather here in Madison, Dane County Regional Airport, under a, what do they call it, hazardous weather conditions. So not going to be quite as bad here. It looks like tonight, looks like some snow coming in mainly, but it's going to be later on in late evening into the early morning hours of tomorrow. The greatest chance of snow tomorrow morning here in South Central Wisconsin around 8 a.m. Looks like 2 to 4 inches of snow possible into the driving hours, another 1 to 2. So it could be up to 6 inches of snow. Somewhere between 4 and 6 here in South Central Wisconsin. For our listeners over in Milwaukee and WAUK, winter storm watch in effect until 12 a.m. on February 13th on Thursday. So it looks like snow is going to be moving in tomorrow morning after 9 a.m. in southeast Wisconsin. 3 to 5 inches of snow initially possible. And then tomorrow night, another 2 to 4 inches of snow. So maybe up to 9 inches. there in southeast Wisconsin. And the problem with this, of course, is that it's going to be moving in across the state over commuting times. So part of Wisconsin in southwest and south central Wisconsin is going to be during tomorrow morning's commute. And then for south central and southeast Wisconsin, a lot of this is going to be during tomorrow afternoon's commute. So one of those days where if you can work from home, if that is allowed, you might want to think about that. For our listeners up at the TAP, WCFW and WBZH up there in Hayward, in that area, a hazardous weather outlook looks like probably an inch to less of accumulation possible, but still good, just enough to get slickery up there. Of course, they got several inches of snow last weekend from that storm system that went through. The middle part of the state, our listeners in Wausau area, La Crosse area, probably not going to get much, just a few flakes, a few flurries. Over in the Green Bay area, kind of the same deal. No watches or warnings specifically for Green Bay. And it comes down to our listeners at WISS and Oshkosh area. Kind of a line from Oshkosh over to, say, Prairie du Chien, Richland Center, Wisconsin Dells. That's where the lighter snow is going to fall and then gets more or heavier as you get towards Waukesha and Milwaukee and Racine and Kenosha. Down south of that, just south of the state line, Rockford over to Chicago area, going to get more snow. And then if you're going to be traveling down, say, into Iowa tomorrow, might want to rethink those plans, winter storm warnings. So the heaviest of the snow going to go just south. But still, I mean, 9 inches in Milwaukee, that's going to make things rough going for that commute tomorrow. So anyway, just want to keep everybody informed, involved, and in touch, as they say, in the weather. Always good to know. Give you a heads up and just be prepared. Go a little slow out there tomorrow. Big show today. Looking forward to it. Lots of usually on Tuesdays, our friend Luke Mathers is in for a Tuesday tangent with Lukester. He is on a well-deserved vacation. Now, is it a coincidence that it was the same week as Pat Kreitlow? I think not.
You know, Luke told us this bunk about how he's going to national parks with his wife or something. He and Pat are really just hanging out. They brought the pontoon down to the Gulf of America.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up, by the way. Thank you for bringing that up. We talked about this yesterday, this goofy executive order by Trump renaming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America and signed these proclamations on Air Force One on the way to the Super Bowl Sunday, these executive orders ordering Google and Apple Maps to change this. And we reported to you yesterday that had not occurred, but Zomers, you have an Android phone. Where are we at?
Yeah, I checked again before the show and I sent a screenshot to Todd. It is now in Google Maps, the Gulf of America. And that is very disappointing to me because
very disappointing.
I really thought they weren't going to do it, especially because Google's old, their old slogan or motto or whatever used to be don't be evil.
Really?
I didn't know that. Yeah, it did originally.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if you'll be able to see this on the stream, but I'll try and put it in front. You might.
A little
yeah,
glare.
You can see it says Gulf of America. You can at least see that it doesn't say Gulf of Mexico.
I looked up on my iPhone, on my Apple Maps. It still says Gulf of Mexico on my iPhone. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, I really thought neither of them were going to do it.
Right. He didn't want to do it. They didn't want to do it. But they did it anyway. So there's that going on. So here's the deal. Lots of news. I mean, the volume of news headlines that comes out these days is overwhelming. Much of it, of course, is kind of to distract us. Some of it, very, very important. One of the things coming up later this week, we're hearing now that the United States House of Representatives is going to mark up the federal budget that's coming up. They're doing it on Thursday when I believe the House is scheduled to be out of for recess for a week right after that. And nobody really knows what they're doing. The budget, of course, is what happens with our tax dollars. So, you know, that's kind of important. And that seems to be going on behind closed doors. It's unknown whether the United States Senate is going to follow suit and do this stuff behind closed doors. So things like the budget, our money, our taxes, who's controlling our payment systems, those are all very important things. And lots of other stuff, you know, like this Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America stuff is just kind of distracting. But what is not distracting is what affects our lives each and every day. I went grocery shopping last night. And I thought, well, this might be fun. I thought, and again, maybe I'm oversharing. I don't care. I mean, the one thing you know you get with me is transparency. I thought I'll bring in my receipt from the grocery store last night and we'll go over it. And I don't care. I'll tell you how much I paid because I was going, I went to Woodman's last night, which is always an adventure just because of the hugeness. And there were a lot of people shopping with kids last night, like small kids. And some of them were crying and screaming. And at first I was just like, oh my God, I was a little annoyed. I'll be honest with you. And then I thought about I've quoted him so many times, one of my favorite philosophers, Yogi Berra, the late great baseball player, Yogi Berra. One of my favorite quotes of him is, you know, you can see a lot just by looking around. And so I took a moment, the other philosopher, great philosopher in my life, my seventh grade algebra teacher, Andy Spies, who's fond of saying, remember, math, as in life, it's always good to pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. So I took a moment as I was going through Woodman's last night to pause, reflect. And what I thought there was a younger mom. I'm going to guess she was maybe 30-ish, something like that. And she had two kids. I would guess were 4 and 6, 5 and 7, no more than 7, probably 4 and 6. And they were laying underneath the cart, as kids do, you know, and she was just standing there looking at a list and her phone and just standing there staring at it. And it brought me back to my mom. After my parents got divorced, my dad left, and, you know, our relationship is fine now, but at the time, he went 3 years without paying child support. And my mom had to decide every day, every week, how to make the little bit that she was making running the camera store feed us, my sister and I. And I saw my mom in this woman last night, and I could only imagine what she was going through. Because I'm fortunate. Look, I ain't get rich. I got no yachts. I got no whatever. But I'm very thankful. I get paid fairly for what I do. And I love what I do. And I'm very thankful for this job. But I'm one guy. I'm one person. And I have the luxury of going in and buying what I need right now. And I don't, you know, you're going to see from my grocery list, I don't think I'm buying too much extravagant. But I paid last night for, and again, I bought some staple items, as I call them. Things you're not going to buy every time you go to the grocery store. Like I needed laundry detergent. So I bought a big thing of Tide. All right. I bought some, not that rice is expensive, but I bought a thing of rice. It'll last me a while. So I bought some staple items, some shampoo, some soap, things like that. My bill last night was $175.26 for me.
Wow.
And, you know, that's a lot of money for me, but I budget that. And again, these are things that are going to take me through for a while. But I thought of that mom. If that's what it costs for me as a single person, what does she have to work with in terms of money? And how far does she have to stretch that? And I thought, that's what all this news is right now. We're missing the point. How does this affect our lives every day in the grocery aisle in Wisconsin? So we're going to come back. I'm going to disclose what I bought. You can call in. We can talk about it. What are your grocery bills? What do you pay? Come on back. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyes
iZervay is proven to slow GA progression.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
iZervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZervay today.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
There's a wonderful world where all you desire and everything you've longed for is at your fingertips. Where the bittersweet taste of life is at your lips. Where aisles and aisles of dreams await you, and the cool promise of ecstasy fills the air. At the end of each working day, she's waiting there. I'm in love with the queen of the supermarket. As the evening sky turns blue, a dream awaits in aisle number two.
With my shopping. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 past the hour, 12 noon on Tuesday, February 11th. If you ever get yourself a radio show, make sure you get yourself a producer and engineer like Aaron Zommers. Well done. Little boss.
Some of the boss, yeah.
What's the name of that song?
Queen of the Supermarket.
All right. I want to make sure we got it right. Can't go wrong with the boss, Bruce Springsteen, right? Absolutely fantastic. Going to get into this. I went grocery shopping last night where I'm going to disclose to you what I bought. And I want you to call in and see. Well, you can judge me. I don't care. People will judge. I don't care. But I'm going to tell you what I bought. I'm a single guy. I'm not rich. But I'm paid fairly. And as one person, and again, I bought some staple items. This is not my bill every week or every 2 weeks even. So I bought things that will last me, like the laundry detergent I bought last night will probably be 2.5 to 3 months. So I bought some staple items on here, but I paid $175.26 at Woodman's last night. And I want to put this in context, what working people are paying to live, literally to live. For single parents, for young parents who have kids. Because we hear from the MAGA Trump elected folks in Washington that they want people to have more children. But little do we hear about how they're going to make it easier to raise those kids. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mark in Perrinsack. Mark, you want to go back and comment for a moment on this, not more ridiculous stuff, but just kind of confounding that Trump's executive order that formally asked / forced Google and Apple to change Gulf of America or Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. And Google so far has done it. What do you want to say, Mark?
Yeah, I'm just kind of surprised he hasn't taken offense to the fact that we're still named after, you know, some Italian Catholic from back in the 16th century named Amerigo Vespucci. I mean, you'd think he'd take offense to that. I mean, rather than the Gulf of Mexico named after the Mexica people that actually lived in kind of the dominant culture and what the Spanish were first facing when they reached the New World. I mean, it's just, yeah, and on the groceries, you know, getting to that, I mean, I remember Jesse Waters not all that long ago said, oh, real men do not go grocery shopping with their wives, and they don't go grocery shopping. All. I see men all the time out grocery shopping with their kids in tow or in the cart, and I usually say something to the kid, well, you're making sure dad gets everything on the list, he doesn't get in trouble. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I see couples shopping together as well. And what the heck are single men supposed to do? Because I'm, you know, single at this point in my life, and I have to do my own grocery shopping. I mean, that how far up their
keisters,
the end of their alimentary canal, are these guys' heads that they're saying this kind of nonsense?
Appreciate it, Mark. Agreed. I was at Woodman's, and I saw a lot of male-female couples looked like their husband and wife with their young kids shopping last night. I saw single moms shopping. And yes, I saw some single guys shopping. It turns out that all of us human beings need food. All right? So that's interesting. 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul is on the line. Wisco, always a pleasure. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I'll just touch bases here. I cannot believe how much power Trump has to rename it from the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America, and they go along with it. It's kind of spooky. I never realized the president had this much power, and if you don't care what you do with it, it's even more power than I. You know what? It's all Trump all the time, and it's I can't even imagine if this was Biden doing this stuff. The right would lose their mind.
Yeah.
So
rightly so, by the way. Rightly so. If Biden was doing this, I'd call it out, too. Of course, he didn't, but I would call it out if they did it, too.
Well, yeah, that'd be fine. You would call him out, but yeah. the right would be losing their mind.
100%.
You're fair and balanced, which is totally
well, we
cool,
try.
That's why I listen to you every day, because you're fair about this stuff. It's really true. You're fair. Oh, I'll let you go.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for your show.
Always appreciate it, Wisco. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I don't want to go down this road too long. But I thought Wisco brought up a really important point. He said that, you know, Apple and, well, not yet, but probably they will. But Google has gone along with this absurdity of renaming Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America on their sites, and that they're letting Trump force them to do it. I really think that this comes down to access, because the fact is, and we haven't really covered this that much, in the Pentagon press room, and they're doing this somewhat in the White House press room. The Pentagon press room, they kicked out NBC, CNN, and National Public Radio. And there were a couple others, but those are the three I remember for sure. Longtime institutional legacy news media. They kicked them out. So what happens is they have these cubicles in different agencies, like the Pentagon and the State Department and the White House, where all these national news people have little tiny cubicles where they have a desk, and sometimes on TV you'll see the logo of the news organization. It'll say from the Pentagon. They're super small spaces, by the way. And so the Trump folks came in and kicked out CNN, National Public Radio, and NBC, amongst others, and they put in Breitbart, OWN, Huffington Post, and a couple three others of right-leaning, quote-unquote, news organizations that have proven that they put out essentially Trump propaganda. So I think Wisco made it important. So the reason that ABC, Disney, and CBS have recently either agreed in Disney, ABC's case, paid $25 million in a made-up lawsuit to Trump, and now CBS is capitulating and doing the same thing, it's because they want access. It's transactional. Speaking of transactions, going to come back, tell you my shopping list from last night. Go through it. Take your phone calls. How much do you pay for groceries? What do these policies mean to us in Wisconsin? Come on back. It's the All Ball Show, along with the boss and Zommers on Civic Media's Radio Network.
Your
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here in the U.S., usually wheat falls behind corn and soybeans when you're talking about crops, but recently U.S. has seen an increase in wheat exports. I'm Ben Jarboat, the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is here to explain why we are seeing this increase in exports and what it could mean for the U.S. wheat industry.
Seeing some decent movement of wheat on the export market. That's one of the areas that the United States continually struggles with, just because we're not one of the world's leading producers of wheat. You know, there's just always somebody's got wheat supplies available. It just feels like it's kind of a, you know, 12-month out of the year crop. Either Australia's got a good crop, or Brazil, Argentina's got a crop going. You obviously got the Russian, you know, wheat supplies, European wheat supplies constantly coming into the marketplace. You know, so that's one of the things that comes into play. But we saw a good round of export inspections yesterday in terms of bushels moving out, which is good to see. So that's been the last piece supporting the next piece supporting the wheat market.
John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing giving insight into the U.S. wheat exports. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Just stop and listen to these great details on our next farm tour. Hi, everybody. I'm PM Yankee, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th as we head to the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, Victoria, as well as agricultural highlights. We'll start in Calgary and visit their expansive Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour and meet a Mountie. Next, we board a via rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Once we arrive in Vancouver, we'll enjoy award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery and also take a ferry to Vancouver Island for a stroll through Bouchard Gardens. We'll learn about farming life on the island during fascinating visits to a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show. Again, July 26th through August 4th, join me for our next tour of the Canadian Rockies.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and now let's take a look at what the markets are looking like midday on a Tuesday. The markets look like they are trying to push higher today as cash corn is up 4.25 at 4.95¾, and new crop corn is up 2.25 at 4.73½. Cash soybeans are up 6.5 at 10.56, and new crop soybeans are up 7.25 at 10.64¾. Wheat is also seeing gains as cash wheat is up 8 at 5.87½, and new crop wheat is up 6.25 at 6.10¾. Class 3 milk contracts are seeing small gains as March contracts are up a penny at 19.70 a hundredweight, and April contracts are up 3 cents at 19.50 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures barely getting above zero. We'll become cloudy tonight with snow moving in tomorrow morning. It'll be light with minimal accumulations. Staying stuck with sunshine and cold temperatures on Thursday, more snow moves in Friday and into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 2 degrees below zero.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legalities and illegalities of the first couple weeks of the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here and Dan Schaefer in hour number two to recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. Normally in this slot, Lukester Mathers. Luke Mathers comes in for a little Tuesday tangents with Lukester. He is on vacation this week, a well-earned vacation. He'll be back next week, I believe. Yes, he will.
So I've been informed.
So doing a little something different, going through Todd's shopping bill last night, because so much of what we hear right now in the fire hose of information, as they say, meaning that, like, you know, a garden hose has a certain amount of water, but a fire hose has all so much water you can't put it up to your mouth and digest it, obviously. So that's kind of what's going on with so much going on in Washington, so much coming out of the Trump administration. It's hard to figure out what matters. And so I was shopping last night and saw it looked to be, I'm reading it a little bit. I'm going to say a single mom with two kids under 7 years old with her, just standing there looking at her list at her cell phone. And it brought me back to my mom raising my sister and I much of our lives as a single mom and what she must be going through and what a lot of parents are going through across Wisconsin, making decisions about what they purchase for their family. And I said before the break, look, I ain't get rich, but I'm paid very fairly for what I do. I'm very thankful for my job and what I make. And so I think all of us at least know what Woodman's is. It's a larger employee-owned store. And so I go there, I go to Woodman's, what I need, like staples, like soup or toilet paper or detergent, things like that. I go to more of a local store, Metcalf's here, that was owned for a long time by a local family. They've now been bought out by, I believe, a Michigan company, but it's more of a family-owned store. I go there for produce more and fresh meat because they buy a lot of local things from Wisconsin farmers. When I can, I love a good locally owned market as well in small towns across Wisconsin. My bill, and again, don't want you to think this is not my bill every week or every 2 weeks even. But my bill last night was $175.26. And I bought staples like laundry detergent and things like that are going to last me for a while. But my mind went to, that's a lot of money for me, $175. But I plan for it, I budget for it, and bought staples. What are parents doing with single kids every week right now? Single parents with kids, I should say. So I want to go through some of these items here and see what your grocery bill is. And this is the context that I hope all of us start looking at this fire hose of information from Washington through. What does this really mean to you or I? Because most people I encounter, a lot of people, I'll bring up some hot topic of the day. Like, I don't know. I'm just like too ticked off. I'm too overwhelmed. It depresses me. I just went for a walk. I've got to pay the bills. I went shopping. And I think it's important to look at all this stuff going on. Like, how does it impact us? So here's one of the things. Should we just go through this? First item of Zobbers. Now, and right away, I'm going to get pushback. And that's fair. Because, as we found out yesterday, Todd has developed a rash, which is better, by the way, today, after I went to the doctor. I developed a rash, this is true, because of spending up to 8 hours a day on my phone scrolling for all of the news, and my right elbow has been rubbing my torso and caused a rash. Got a little medication, it's clearing it right up.
You got to stop touching yourself, Todd. Touching your arm torso. to your torso. Sorry, my bad.
I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. But anyway, at 39 past the hour, Zomers, speaking of saucy. All right, so right out of the gate here last night. So because I spend a lot of time, I don't take the time I should to prepare my food. Sometimes I'll make my own spaghetti sauce. I have like whole tomatoes or canned tomatoes. I'll do that. But I don't like to eat a lot of preservatives if I can. So yes, there have been, believe me, as recently as 4 years ago, you guys, I was in a situation where my business was not doing well. I was going to the store and scrounging for change in my truck to buy generic bread. All right, so I've been there. I don't have to do that right now, and I'm thankful. So yes, I could buy Puego or... what's the other one? What's the name of like a corporate spaghetti?
Ragu.
Yeah, ragu. I've done that. Nothing wrong with them. Okay, nothing wrong. But a lot of them have like 13 things I can't pronounce and all kinds of sugar.
Right.
So lots I bought of sugar. Right. I bought this as Michael's and somebody's sauce. It's from Brooklyn. All right. It cost me $8.99, $9 for a quart of this sauce. But the ingredients are tomatoes, basil, garlic, olive oil.
And you know it's. I don't think anyone can blame you for that as long as you know you can afford it.
Right. And I mean, because I'm not, I mean, some people like to go out and buy a 24 pack every Friday. I just don't drink like that.
Right. Exactly.
Even though I make jokes about it on the air, I'll buy a fairly cheap bottle of wine and it'll last me 2 weeks.
So we all spend a little bit more on certain things, and that's okay.
I just choose to spend my extra money on higher quality food that's supposedly better for me. So $9 for a quart of spaghetti sauce. I also bought a locally grown and produced strawberry rhubarb jam, $4.89 for a quart of that. A can of Hunst roasted diced tomatoes, $1.39. 2 cans of tomato bisque Campbell's soup, $3.38 for both of those. 2 cans of Campbell's homestyle chicken soup, $3.38 for that. All right, here's a little, I went hungry, which you should never grocery shop hungry.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
a mistake.
Some La Frontera salsa, $3.99 for that. I was out of chipotle pepper. I like to use that in chili and other things. So I bought a higher end, nicer spice chipotle pepper, $7.99 for that. But that'll last me like 2 years.
Right.
All right, here's one I should not have bought. A box of Reese's Pieces muffin mix.
Interesting.
I never see it, and I'm a sucker for Reese's Pieces. I'm like, now they have a muffin mix?
I wonder if it's good. You'll have to let me know.
We'll make it. I'll bring it in. $3 for that. Wheaties. Now, I'm a big Wheaties fan because they're good for you. A lot of places, it's $8 now for Wheaties. And last night, I paid $4.49.
Much better.
Half price for a box of Wheaties. Some La Frontera tortillas, $3.39. La Preferencia long grain rice, $2.29. There with my salsa, I bought some chips, a bag of chips, $3.49. I should not have done that, but I was hungry. Yes, I buy throwaway cups sometimes because I drink a lot of different liquids, not alcohol. I drink orange juice and milk and cranberry juice, and I get tired of doing dishes. And so I bought a bag of like throwaway cups, $4.79. I know. Tide detergent, a big Tide detergent. $15.99. That was a big item. But that'll last me 3 months.
Right.
All right. Here was one. Now, this one, I'm meeting Mom this afternoon, and we're splitting the Charmin. I bought like a 30 roll of mega rolls of Charmin.
Well, you might as well go big on that. You're going to use it eventually.
$27.99 for 30 mega rolls. Now, that's not bad. I'm splitting
not
that.
Not bad, yeah.
I'm splitting that.
Especially
but that was,
if you're splitting it. That's right. Not bad.
Here's a nice item. They had fresh raspberries last night, $4.99. All right. So there's a partial list so far. What do you think of this? What's your grocery shopping habits? Have you seen prices go up? Is this something that concerns you in Wisconsin? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Rick, listening to WAUK in Waukesha. Rick, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, I got an idea for you for saving on shopping.
All right.
If you get the 5-gallon dish soap container,
yes,
you can. It'll second for laundry soap.
I did not know that. But now, is this safe to put in my apartment? Because it's not my washing machine.
It's kind of heavy to lift, but you can siphon it into a milk container.
I like that, Rick.
Have a great day.
Hey, thanks. All right. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
That could be worth looking into, because that would be a lot cheaper.
Yeah, it would be a lot cheaper. All right, we're looking at Todd's shopping list last night, because I think how much we pay for things, our choices, I mean, that's what people are really struggling with day-to-day in Wisconsin. All right, I bought here, occasionally, I just come home, I don't want to do anything. I put in a, as we used to call it growing up, a cardboard pizza, or a frozen pizza. I bought the El Cheapo Roma. And actually, I like those because they're really thin crust. So I'll buy the Roma cheese pizza. And then I've got, so my buddy Kurt and Florcy and I, we went together. We bought a quarter steer this year from the Green County 4-H Club. And we split the quarter steer. So I have an eighth of a steer in the freezer and beautiful ground beef from Green County. So I'll take some ground beef, some Wisconsin cheese, green olives, and then I'll put that on my Roma pizza.
That does sound very good.
So I bought two Roma pizzas last night for $3, $6 for two pizzas.
Did you know Wisconsin is the frozen pizza capital of America? Not the world.
No.
The frozen pizza capital of the world is Norway.
They eat
the most frozen pizzas by far. But
well,
it's always
frozen
close.
There.
Well, specifically frozen pizzas, yeah.
Interesting. I did not know that. Because
this was just a very interesting fact I learned recently. Because Wisconsin has so many places to get good ingredients, as far as cheese, as far as meat from, you know, all the cattle and stuff we have here, a lot of frozen pizzas are made in Wisconsin. And consumed. Our frozen pizza aisles are enormous.
They're huge.
Compared to other places. I learned it recently and I thought it was cool.
It is cool. How much do you spend on groceries? Are you worried about grocery shopping in terms of how far your dollar stretches? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. All right, continuing down the list after the Roma pizzas. Yes, I buy Eggo waffles because you have them in the freezer. I take a couple out in the morning. I put a little peanut butter and jam on them, and I'm
good with
coffee. So a box of Eggo waffles, $2.99. Here's one I swore I was not going to buy, but I was hungry and tired, and I literally said out loud in the aisle, thank God there's nobody around me, I said, screw it, I'm hungry. And so I bought toaster strudels, some raspberry toaster strudels.
They are really good.
And here's another thing. So that was one of the few luxuries mom was able to afford. Once in a while, she would buy toaster strudels, and it was fantastic because my sister and I would come home from school, you put a toaster strudel in, and it was just warm and embracing and made you feel good, and you sat down and watched a rerun of the Jeffersons or Green Acres or whatever. But they're terrible for my waistline. $2.99 for a box of toaster strudel raspberry.
So is that six of them? Is that like
six,
50 cents a strudel?
You can't beat it with a stick. All right, here's another one. I've talked about this on the show before. I learned this years ago when I was living in Florida for a brief time and bought Organic Valley Milk, which is produced in Wisconsin, and it's organic. They don't have the BGH. I think Russ Feingold, our former Democratic senator, was on to something years ago when he said we should ban BGH. So I do buy Organic Valley Milk. So I buy it in 2 half-gallons because it lasts me longer. I know it's more expensive that way. But so each one, $4.99. So basically $10 for a gallon of milk. But I choose to buy Organic Valley because it's better for my body.
And you're supporting a local business.
And I'm supporting a local Wisconsin business. Florida orange juice, I bought 2 half-gallons of that. $7.78 for both combined. Chobani yogurt. I'm a big Chobani raspberry. So it was $2.38 for two of those. So my friend Kristen Soper, who I used to work with at L.L. Bean, she told me that I should stop eating, for those watching on the stream, this, which is a beautiful homemade pastry from a local bakery. And I should start eating these Kind bars that are better for me. Because I said, I need a boost of sugar, like, before the show. So I haven't tried this. We're going to do it live on the air right now.
I've had those before, and they are pretty good, depending on the flavor.
You know, not bad. I'll say that. Not bad. Dark chocolate chunk has quinoa in it.
They always got the quinoa, yep.
All right, we'll finish up this segment on Todd going shopping. What do you pay for groceries, and are you concerned about it? 855-752-4842. Back after this on Civic Media.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. February 10th, the head of the Office of Government Ethics, a Senate-confirmed position, was fired by letter by President Donald Trump, likely illegally. In an even more questionable action the same day, the U.S. Department of Justice dropped federal corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. As we reported last December, Mayor Adams was accused by the Biden DOJ of taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. January 17th, Adams traveled to meet with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And recently, Adams expressed a willingness to work with the administration on immigration, contrary to New York City's status as a sanctuary city. Now, DOJ has reversed course, citing a memo from Trump's AG restoring the integrity and credibility of the Department of Justice and Trump's executive order ending the weaponization of the federal government. Also on Monday, David Heitema, the director of the Office of Government Ethics, confirmed by the Senate in December for a 5-year term, was notified of his firing by Trump. The head of the Office of Special Counsel, Hampton Dellinger, fired by Trump February 7th, had his removal blocked by a federal judge on Monday. We've linked the DOJ's memo dropping charges against Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media Radio.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZ. Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm laughing. 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and hour number two, we're going to do What's the Worst. Not going to want to miss that. I'm laughing because we're talking about Todd going grocery shopping last night, the cost of what we all pay. And my point of view is that what's coming out of Washington, the way that we decipher this of what's important and what's not, is does it affect me? Does it affect us here in Wisconsin? And I think that, I mean, literally Trump ran on the price of groceries. And I don't see him coming down right now. And I think particularly for single parents out there, people with kids, it's even a bigger challenge. So we're going through Todd's grocery shopping list and asking you what you pay for groceries. And what do you think, Zomers?
I was going to say, not only do we not see prices coming down, he is not saying anything about, all right, the prices are going to come down. I'm working on a plan. Right. Here's what I'm doing. It's just, we're going to buy Greenland.
Well, it's even worse than that, because now he's actually saying, and J.D. Vance is saying, the vice president, that, oh, by the way, there's going to be some pain first.
Well, yeah,
and we're going to have to go through pain before things get better.
As soon as the
election, don't talk about pain in the campaign, by the way.
As soon as the election results came through,
right.
Trump was asked about grocery prices. He's like, "Well, once they're up there, it's pretty hard to get them down."
That's pretty good, Thomas. The reason I was laughing coming back out of the break is somebody from WAUK, a listener down in beautiful AUK, Waukesha, Milwaukee, asked a question, and the reason I'm laughing is because I literally thought about this last night when I got this idea. Actually, it was this morning as I was driving to work. I'm like, okay, what am I going to talk about? I'm like, all right, well, I'll use the grocery shopping list. I'm bringing that in. And then I'm like, why do I buy these things that I don't necessarily need? And part of it, I think, in food, so much of food, I think, is psychological.
Oh, yeah.
It's how it makes us feel. And I thought, I bet you one of the reasons, beyond the fact that they taste delicious, one of the reasons I love a good toaster strudel is the memory it has growing up. And then I thought to myself, is it that just in my mind, or was it really around? Like, and one of our listeners at AUK says, toaster strudels are that old? So guess what, listener in Waukesha? I looked it up. Without looking, Sommers, guess when toaster strudels first appeared.
Are they the Pillsbury one?
Yes, the Pillsbury brand? Toaster strudel.
1976.
Oh, off by quite a bit.
1946.
The other way. They haven't been around, but 1985.
Oh.
And I think that's why that I would have been a freshman in high school, and my sister was 4 years younger, so I think that's why Mom bought it occasionally, because they were it was a big campaign when they came out. It's like, well, we'll splurge once in a while, and they were delicious.
And they still are.
But thank you, listener to Waukesha, for that. So let's finish up Todd's shopping list for last night. Things that are needed, things that aren't needed. So I got the Chobani Greek yogurt, the Kind bars, which I am trying to switch over to something healthier to eat before the show. I do buy the Colgate toothpaste that's like the quote the pro or whatever it is, because it has like 5% hydrogen peroxide. Because I don't go and get my teeth whitened, but it actually works. And so it's $9 a tube for that. So that's a little pricey.
As long as you don't squeeze a ton of it on your toothbrush, it lasts a decent while.
Yeah, it lasts me like a good month and a half. Because I use a different toothpaste in the morning. Anyway, I bought a bath sponge, because my other one, my whatever, was getting old. That's $1.79. Some rubbing alcohol, $2.49. Dove men's shampoo, $8.39. It has coffee in it. And believe me, with a little bit of hair that I have, that'll last me a year. deodorant, $4.49. Dial body wash. I like a good Dial soap for body wash, $4.49. Tax on everything was $4.38. The total, $175.26. Now, I'm not good enough in math to add this up, but I went through, and of that, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 different items I went through on that list that I would consider. I'm not going to buy this stuff every week or every other week. These are more staple items on my list. So I'm just guessing out of that $175, 80 was probably staple items.
Unfortunately, a lot of the staple items are cheap. Yeah. Like rice, $2.
Right. Right.
I mean, yeah, unfortunately, like, it's great right. that it's cheap to buy staple items.
Tide detergent, $15.99. Yeah. The Charmin, $27.99 for that big 30-pack, mega pack. Those are the most expensive things. But it adds up. My point is, I guess, and you know how many bags it took for $175.26? I got it in 3 paper sacks.
Wow. Well, I was going to say
the
5.
Charmin, but... The Charmin and the detergent I carried.
Right. Makes sense.
But 3 paper sacks. And yes, there were a couple of, but you know, as you can see, I'm not buying like high-end meat, or I'm not buying, you know, whatever. But it's expensive. And I just hope that as we go through the next days, months, years ahead, and keep me honest on this, everybody, I'm going to try my best to think in terms of what affects us as Wisconsinites. What affects those single moms, those single parents, trying to put food on their table for their kids. And then keep asking our elected officials, both here in Wisconsin and in Washington, the age-old question. What have you done for us lately? Because to Zahmer's point, going after Greenland or changing the name from Gulf of America to Gulf of Mexico, that's just noise. It's disturbing, and yes, it signifies the larger aspect of lack of rule of law, which, of course, affects us. But we should all be asking our elected officials, what have you done for us, the working people, lately? All right, we'll come back, do a little What's Worse and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Oddball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former police officer and podcaster Mark Motorson, who will discuss a fun true crime event at the Appleton Historical Society. And our pal film critic Rob Thomas joins the show to talk movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump meeting with King Abdullah of Jordan at the White House amid Mr. Trump's threat to withhold aid to Jordan and Egypt over his U.S. Gaza takeover plan. Reporters in the Oval Office asked the president if he still intends to buy Gaza.
There is nothing to buy. It's Gaza. It's a war-torn area. We're going to take it. We're going to hold it. We're going to cherish it. We're going to get it going eventually where a lot of jobs are going to be created for the people in the Middle East.
King Abdullah says Jordan will take in 2,000 Gazan children, but he and Egypt's president are balking at accepting all of Gaza's population. The Justice Department has ordered federal prosecutors to drop corruption charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams. It says the case was interfering with the mayor's ability to aid President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. Adams has denied the charges. So far, a mixed day on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.